Mile by mile, trail enthusiasts have worked with the state and other agencies to slowly fill gaps in the trail from Buffalo to Albany. Today, it's about 80% complete. Greg Francis with Parks and Trails New York says they're 72 miles away from making it the longest continuous intrastate multi-use trail in the nation.
For about 20 miles of unfinished trail, there is an identified funding source. For the remaining 53 miles of trail, we estimate that $40 million in funding is needed to close the gaps. With 2017 being the start of the bicentennial celebration of the Erie Canal, we think it is fitting to set a goal to have the entire 72 miles of trail underway or planned by the end of next year.
The Syracuse Metropolitan Transportation Council has been working on the Syracuse Connector Route project for years. Senior transportation planner Danielle Kroll says their goal is to reestablish a working group to continue discussions on how to close the 14-mile gap between Camillus and DeWitt.
The Syracuse segment of the Canal Trail has long been considered one of the more difficult gaps to complete due to the urbanized area it will traverse, along with its associated cost and the need for our local champions to spearhead the effort.
Kroll says they've been able to install short-term signage along the original canal route in the city until a permanent route is in place. Town of DeWitt planner Sam Gordon says ideas for the path are included in the Elevating Erie design competition to re-envision Erie Boulevard East, which covers much of the old canal.
We were looking for opportunities to bring new life back to a thing that really breathed life into all of upstate New York. It's the reason why the city of Syracuse, the town of DeWitt, the village of Camillus, and many other places across upstate New York exist.
Gordon and others say the movement toward creating recreational trails has been gaining momentum as residents and communities realize the health and economic benefits they bring. For example, a 2014 study found that the Erie Canalway Trail generates $253 million in annual economic impact and supports more than 3,000 jobs. Gordon says if trends continue, local mobility is seen as a must-have.
Communities used to get asked, why should we build facilities for running, bicycling, and walking? Now the biggest question is, how fast can we get these projects done?
Scott Willis, WAER News.